Bank of Cardiff. It's Jeremiah, how can I help you?
Wow, Jeremiah, it's James Meyer calling. How are you?
James, finally.
It had to be the longest phone tag I've ever played there. Crazy.
Yeah, it was back and forth there. Let me pull up your file here, James. What was the name of your business again?
Lean Arc, LEANARCH.com.
That is
Inc, sorry.
Okay, got it. All right, so let's pull it up here.
I think originally you guys were saying you could do 60, and then I wrote back and said, look, I mean, I was really thinking it'd be more worth a while if you could do 100, and then I think you guys came back and said you thought you could do 80.
Okay. Well, that's what I was calling you for, to let you know. I got you approved for 81,000.
Okay. What are the turns there?
So on this particular,
is it 12 months or 8 months?
It's an 8 month one. So it's going to be, you know, a little bit of a daily payback there. That one's like $700 a day for 8 months on the payback on that. However, do you have a loan out right now? Do you have a current loan out right now?
No. You guys asked me if I had, and I said I responded no, that I do
okay.
not.
Okay, I didn't see that email. Perfect. So, so the 80,000 is, this program in particular is actually, the fact that we were able to bump you up even more speaks kind of volumes to your business, and how we do want to establish that relationship with you. It is a program that halfway through, so 4 months in, we can kind of revisit it and try to put you on a different program where we can get you more money. And at a better rate. So this is kind of like our introductory program for you and your business and our bank. We'd love to, you know, try to work something out here. Does this sound like something you could use and it'll benefit your business?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I just need to, you know, what I'm weighing right now is, like, obviously this would help tremendously in terms of cash flow, but I mean, I'm paying such a premium mm-hmm. on the money. It's like I don't know. I mean, what does that equate? What's the total payback after 8 months?
Okay, so 8 months. Let's see.
22 payments a month at whatever 700 and.
Correct.
Driving, so you'll have to use
no
the calculator.
Worries. 114,000 is the payback.
That's like $33,000 in interest in 8 months. I mean, like,
I know it's a lot. It's a lot. So let me ask you, what are you using this money for? Is it, what's the return on investment on this money? It has to make sense. If it doesn't make sense, then this is just not gonna, you know, I wouldn't recommend it at all. But if you are making what's the return on investment on this money?
See, the thing is like most of this would most likely this money would be used for to assist in cash flow. I mean, you know, we after coming out of the recession, more and more of our work has been with developers, because the developers have gotten really busy, you know.
Okay.
And there's more money there. The private homeowners still are having trouble getting financing, you know, like they used to be able to get. So you know, but the developers are there. But the problem with developers is, like, you know, sometimes we wait 60, in some cases 90 days for invoices to be paid. And we're a small company, and we don't have a lot of cash on hand. Mm-hmm. I don't have a line of credit right now. Mm-hmm. I used to before the recession, but I don't now. That's another interesting story. When the recession hit, I used my credit line to kind of keep us afloat for the first 6 or 8 months. And then when the banks got so desperate they needed money, I settled on like $300,000 of a credit line with like $70,000 cash.
They were
so desperate. But the problem is, it's like, because I sort of like making a deal with the devil, I my credit took a hit doing that. But,
And James, and that's why the rate is high, because of your credit. You know, like, you're considered a high risk. So I understand what
I realize that, and it's going to be a few more years until I probably recover from that. But right. But still, it's like as badly as we could use, $100K to kind of like, we need some new software. We need a couple of new machines. I mean, there's some things that we do need. But at the end of the day, I mean, I have a client right now that we're expecting to be paid. I've been waiting now on this for 7 months now, almost $400,000.
Dang.
So when that happens, that's going to be a payday. So I'm hopeful that will happen before the end of this year. But anyway, like until then, I'm just stretched to the limit,
Yeah.
So that's why I was pursuing this and kind of looking to see what my options would be. But it's hard for me to go back to, my business, the guys that I have they're not really my partners, but I would call them like my associates, at the office,
sure.
who my senior level guys who help me run the office and basically try to justify $33,000 in interest over 8 months, It's hard to do.
It is. So the best way that I could, I've helped other businesses out. The way of looking at it is like, all right, you're going to spend $33,000 in interest to be able to borrow money with your credit being what it is, at unsecured. Okay, so unsecured cash. There's no collateral, and you're going to be able to build a relationship with us. Okay, so that's the key, I think, really, is for you to have this relationship, have some cash flow, and that way, once you get this payday from, hopefully, which happens, like you said, before the end of the year, you'll be fine, you'll be able to pay it off. But what's great is that once this is done and you complete it, you pay it off, we see that there was no problems, you can call me in the future and say, we need another $100,000, we have money in the bank, I just want to see how much your $100,000 would cost, Jeremiah, versus me using my $100,000. And obviously, we're going to give you a better rate. We're going to give you better terms, right? Just right now, with the current situation and where you're at, we have to start off with this type of program.
Right.
And
so, I get that. So, Jeremiah, I mean, obviously, this offer doesn't, like, last forever. I left you one email or a phone message before where I was asking, could you send me over the offer via email so that I could look at it in writing, I can consider it in our next staff meeting, which would be Monday. Is that something you can do, or is there a cost involved in doing that, or what
great question. So there's no cost. All I need from you is a copy of your driver's license and voided check. And once I get those two items, I can actually have the documents set up and I will send them to you. And that way you can actually review all the terms, all the numbers, and you could take it to your meeting. And once you're either you want to go forward, you just sign them and send them back. Or if you don't want to go forward, you obviously just don't sign them and we understand.
And how long, what is that, a 30-day sort of, when does the offer, expire or whatever?
This offer actually looks like it might have expired yesterday because we've been taking so long going back and forth. So, to be honest with you, that's what it says here. So, I'm going to get that. Let me go back to them and get that reapproved for an extra, maybe 14 days, because we had it approved for 14 days. So I'm going to get it approved for 14 more days. I tell you what, send me your driver's license voided check. Let me get the documents. Let me get it extended for a couple more weeks. And then you kind of think about it, talk it over with your in the business meeting, and let me know what you want to do.
Do I send that stuff to Michael or to you directly?
Either one. You already have Michael's email, right?
Yeah, I don't think I have yours. Is what I was getting at. So.
Okay. Yeah. I will just send it to Michael, and I'll let him know, and he'll forward it right to me.
Okay. Now, let's say, for example, one last question I have for you. Let's say, for example, we borrow the $80K, but then within within a month, I'm able to pay you back. I'm not paying back the whole. Let's say, for example, I end up getting paid from this client way sooner than I anticipate, and I'm able to pay back. Do I save on interest there, or am I committing to the 8 months worth of interest at the outset.
You are committing to the 8 months. It's a fixed payback. So it makes no sense for you to pay me back early. There's no penalty if you do it, but for me, I would say, James, just keep the money and keep, investing or making your business grow, because you're going to have to pay us back that amount no matter what.
So no matter what, the day we sign up, the day the wire takes place, we're on the hook for the $33,000. That's
correct.
The cost.
There's going to be a small discount. But literally, it is so small that I don't consider it a discount. I think it's like 1% of the interest. So it's very, very small. It's not. I don't consider that a discount.
one other question. I know,
sure.
Is there any way we can do this over a 12-month period? Because it's just a little easier for me to run the numbers as opposed to 8 months.
Great question. Let me see what I can do. Let me submit that and see if I can make that happen. Let me see here. I'll go and talk to my the head underwriter right now, and I'll try to get that approved. So meanwhile, you send Mike the driver's license voided check. I'll try to get a longer extended term, as well as let me get this offer back on the table because it expired. But so I'll do both of those things.
Great. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
I won't be back at the office until later this afternoon, so I might be the...
Do you check your emails a lot, often?
Oh, yeah, like every 20 minutes, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'll shoot you an email if I can get a hold of you.
Yeah, shoot me an email with the update, and then in the meantime, I'll have actually an email to respond to when I get there later with my driver's license and canceled check or whatever, or both.
Perfect. I'll do that.
You can have that. Okay.
I'll send you an email.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. No problem, James.
Okay. Thanks, Jeremiah. Bye.
No problem.